but compare the majestic eagle with a frantically flapping duck. Birds with a deep sternal keel fly more slowly. Those with long sternums are associated with running birds. Mary also looked at foot-propelled underwater diving birds. These are species like the cormorant, the loon, and the grebe.
They have this streamlined sternum with a lower sternal keel, so everything is kind of compact and flattened. But you actually see something really similar in birds that are wing-propelled divers.
Those wing-propelled divers include small birds you might find on the ocean, puffins, common murres, and penguins. Mary says whether wing or foot-propelled, the sternums of these birds are similar in shape.
All other sorts of factors are possibly, most likely, contributing to the shape of the sternum, not just locomotion. Things like birds that dance to attract a mate, or how big their egg is relative to their body size. We've just, you know, scratched the surface, looked at one aspect of variation, but there's so much more.
Mary believes that the shape and structure of the sternum impacts how different species of birds breathe. She also says different methods of flight mean different resource demands for individual species. Diving deep into how birds fly today can tell scientists a lot about how they evolved over millions of years.
So birds evolved from dinosaurs, and we don't know exactly which fossil birds and which dinosaurs were capable of flight, but gaining a better understanding of how birds fly today is the key to completing that picture of how the dinosaurs were moving through the world.
Mary plans to dig into fossil birds next, in part to learn more about the origins of flight.
The thing about fossil birds is that a lot of them are flattened into rock slabs, but there are so many amazing bird fossils, especially from China. And so they will have to be studied a little bit differently because I may not be able to put them in a three-dimensional context as I did with the modern bird sterna.
For now, though, she says she's looking differently at the small passerine birds that flit by her windows and dominate the tree branches in her backyard in Ontario.
They're mostly continuous flapping birds. They're flapping pretty quickly. They're moving from branch to branch. You know, they're trying to keep away from predators and get some food, whether it's insects or berries. Yeah, it made me think about how, you know, their skeletons are structured and also how their muscles are working much differently than, let's say, a hawk that's soaring above. And so they would require different metabolism and different food sources, and how they use that in their body would be very different.
For 60 Second Science, I'm Emily Schwing.